do it.
It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback today brought to you by Visit Cleburne. Well, we've done a lot, and country music has a lot of patriotic tunes throughout the flashback and throughout the years, but we've never done this one. And it's a guy that frequently sang about our great country to the year
2001.
And also having a birthday today, so it's double duty. Happy 67th to Mr. Aaron Tippin.
But if you got pride and you're proud to do, hey, we could use some more like me and you.
2001.
Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It is flies.
Flies up.
Even though on the album it was, quote, by at least according to Aaron Tippin, misprinted and said, and the eagle fly. Oh. Either which way, they're okay with however it's received. And it was written by the trio, two big songwriters, Kenny Beard, Casey Beathard, and Aaron Tippin, too. As Aaron Tippin, like You've Got to Stand for Something, had virtually on every album some sort of patriotic song. He always did in his career. And this was actually written before September 11th, 2001. It was written, actually, for his 2000 album, People Like Us, but it didn't end up making the cut. In fact, I don't even think they cut a version of it until the September 11th attacks happened. And according to Aaron Tippin, he says, I don't know why it didn't make the cut, ultimately, for the 2000 album. He said, but it had a bigger purpose behind it. In fact, 2 days after September 11th happened in the attacks, he went straight to a Nashville studio and recorded this song with his studio band. And it was one of the first, and Aaron Tippin was one of the first country artists to really come out with a song that addressed the national mood after the attacks. The other one, of course, was Alan Jackson, Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning. And this song by Aaron Tippin reached number 2 on the charts, held from the top spot by AJ's Where Were You. It also consequently was Aaron's last single to reach the top 10 so far as of yet on the country charts. But Aaron Tippin still going strong at 67. Still cut and buff too, man.
Ooh.
That guy's always been that way. All proceeds to this single, by the way, went to the Red Cross and its relief efforts too, as we get ready for a 4th of July.
Well, if you ask me where I come.